This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Because we have a whole festival of international
have
comedians.
Have you gotten your comedy on yet? Have you been going and seeing? You have.
I went to Comedy Bites, so I saw a whole bunch of comedians.
Oh, so you're one of those people that just skims.
I skim.
Have you dived into any yet?
I'm going to go on the weekend.
Here is one you're going to want to dive into. Joining us now in the studio is, I think after all that rehearsal, you should try and get his name right.
Do it, go.
Andy Ballock.
Nailed it! Yes!
I can speak the English language.
That's amazing. Well done.
Sometimes it's hard to tell with you, Dylan. Hello and welcome.
Gorgeous humans. How are you?
We are doing fantabulously.
Good.
So this is the first time you're doing a solo show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival,
isn't
it? It
is, yes.
And a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
I'm just chilled. It's all fine.
Yeah, I'm having like such a good time. So I'm doing...
I mean, it is just week one.
But I close on Monday, so I'm only doing 10 shows. I don't have a job, so I get up at like midday, I watch Netflix, and then I amble into the city. My best friend Tommy Middlemas is doing my tech, so I just get to like hang out with him for an hour every
night.
And
try to be funny.
Yeah. Give it a crack.
That's the hard part, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the hard part. Sometimes it works.
And creativity was flowing when you came up with the name of your comedy festival show. It's called My Comedy Festival Show.
I thought it'd make it easy for people to remember. They're like, what's your show called? Oh, My Comedy Festival Show. Yeah, yeah.
I was actually pretty impressed when I saw it because you know what it's like. You've got to make your comedy festival shows. You've got to decide everything, image all of it in September. And
yeah.
I mean, you're an improviser. You're one of the Sparrow Men.
Yes.
So you know how to think on your feet.
Yes.
And you did it.
You really did.
You really did.
I was super lazy. No, I sort of... I knew very early on what I wanted the show to be about.
About your show?
Yeah. About my show. So I just kind of named it because I knew it was a show within a show. So I was like, all right, cool.
It is very meta.
Thank you. I'm not the only one that's doing a show within a show, but that's fine.
I mean, it's literally probably 90% of the stand-ups we're seeing.
Yeah. So, but it's really fun. Yeah, I'm having an absolute ball. I love comedy
festival. Can't believe it's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm having a great time. Yeah, I'm really chilled. Wow,
yeah.
I thought this would be a very different interview.
Sorry. What do you want to hear? Oh, my God, I'm pulling my hair
out. Everyone else has been doing.
Like,
I'm having to rewrite. I'm having to do this. And you are just chillaxing.
Yeah. Well, I spent 6 months writing this show. So I spent a long time.
Much more than any of the other people in the comedy festival.
Yeah, I'm nuts.
Most of them are like, I haven't started writing it and I'm on in a week.
Yeah, no. I started writing probably about 7 months ago.
Wow.
And then for the last two months, I've just been in rehearsals and like laying down tech and building that and stuff. And so my timeline has been like
You really don't have a job, do
you? No, I did. I did until quite recently. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do comedy. Yeah,
so you haven't really committed to the past 6 months of your employment. We're going to have
I have not.
Like, but I had a show to write.
Yeah. So by the time it like came to opening night, I was like, I did a trial show a month ago, I'm not stressed. And also, it's my first solo comedy festival show. I'm not going to win the Barry. I'm not going to win a Gibbo.
You might get nominated, though.
Way to just sell yourself down. But you are going to make people laugh, aren't you?
Yeah, it's really funny.
So what can people expect from the show?
The show is sort of divided into two parts. So there's the really, really funny stuff that's super fast.
That happens before your show, yeah?
Yeah. That's in the drinks before. and then you come up and see my show and it's a trash fire. I talk about insecurities a lot in it, and because that's sort of the overarching theme of the whole show. And so I sort of deconstruct the lies about my insecurities that I've told myself and where those insecurities came from, how they affect me now. And so that stuff is pretty a bit bleak, and then it just goes funny.
But you see why people are laughing, and they also, you can see the expression on their face going, I'm that person.
Yeah.
But even as you're talking this, I'm like, oh my God, you're talking to me.
Yeah. That's been one of the absolute joys of like performing this show, is that like audience members have come out and just been like, I know you're talking about you, but oh my God, I've done that. I'm like, yeah, right? So, and it's one of the reasons why.
Don't steal my material.
Yeah, now. So that's, one of the reasons why I wrote it like this is that like we all have insecurities and.
No, none of them.
Not.
You're a liar.
Everyone's great.
Are you running on pure adrenaline over the past few days? Because you are wearing literally nothing in a freezing studio.
Yeah.
It's not that cold.
It was really nice. I mean, I'm wearing a singlet.
In your Nudelusion jumper, cat jumper, and I'm in singlet realness. So I feel
like I'm in, shoulders everywhere. Do you just run it? Is it like a crazy part of the year for you?
Yeah, I love it. I'm having,
Comedy Festival is a whole lot of fun.
It should be.
Mm-hmm.
It should be joyous and it should be fun. And I've been going to see like a whole bunch of my mate shows and they're killing it. It's really, really fun. And yeah, just seeing like them have a good time puts me in a good mood. So I'm having a good time. So yeah. And then like once I'm done, I'm like, cool, I've got an artist pass. I'm just going to see everything. So yeah. This is my life at the moment.
I mean, it's like he's living the dream.
It's real good. Yeah. But it is. I'm loving this show. I'm really proud of it. And also, like, Wes Snelling directed me, who is...
I went to uni with Wes.
Oh, my God. He's the most beautiful bloody human.
Isn't he just?
I adore him. And, like, so... He's Tina Del Twist, if you guys know Tina
Del
Twist.
And if you don't, why don't you?
Yeah, you need to get on Tina Del Twist. She's spectacular. And like the last sort of like big show that Wes directed was Judith Lucy and Denise Scott at the Arts Centre. And now he's directing me. I'm like, cool, thanks. It's a gypsy curse that's got him. So yeah.
You just keep rubbing on that lamp.
Please never leave. He's been spectacular.
Okay, well, this sounds absolutely awesome. I can't wait to come and see it. It's at the Croft, upstairs at the Croft.
Yeah.
Is that the room that's like a gym that's like a garden?
It is, yes.
I love that room. That's also where I did my first comedy festival.
No.
Yeah.
It's where I did... So it's where Sparrowman did our like very first improv shows.
It's like
3.5, 4 years ago.
I mean, just think, 10 years from now, you could be on Joy.
I'm on Joy now. This is the dream,
it's
Dean.
It's true. So... what is that?
It's
at the Croft Institute.
It's at 8:30. There's a show tonight, tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, but not Sunday night, Monday night.
Yeah,
what are you doing
on
Sunday night?
I take the Lord's Day off, ladies, all right? I need to rest. Because there's a lot of drinking that goes on during Comedy Festival.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to dive into the Monday night and see your final show.
Yeah, Monday night's great.
And bring fruit. Like,
yeah, and bring fruit.
I don't know.
Tomatoes are a fruit.
I'm gonna say this, spoiler alert, I hand out orange wedges during my show.
Oh my God, I love it, just to fit with the theme of the venue.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Oh, well, go and check Andy out at My Comedy Festival. I got distracted from the title. Go and see My Comedy Festival show.
Yeah.
This year, well, now. It's on
now
this week
it's
at
on
the Melbourne International
now.
Comedy Festival.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy.
It's Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean, and we've been having a hoot of a show, and before we hit to another song. Andy's here with us. Andy Ballard.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Hello, hello.
I'll put your mic on.
And we were about to say goodbye, but then we got a message in.
Love it, read it out.
Stuart Lee was right. Why are there all these comedy shows about sad things and things? It's a comedy show.
Mm.
If you want to do a one-man show about your life and how sad it is, go to La Mama or the Malt House. I don't want to cry during a comedy show. That's the opposite of what comedy is.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that there's only two venues you can go to watch sad theatre. There's just those.
And I would just say La Mama, really. Like, I wouldn't even. Malthouse, I've seen some very joyous things.
And as you know, like the Arts Centre only does ballet.
Yeah.
That is it.
They don't do opera.
They don't do any plays
anymore.
Some
people have left a caravan out the front there. So it's just like, God, tow it away.
It's so fascinating that people think that. Like comedy, like joy and sadness have to exist separately.
It's true.
And I get that like people don't want to cry during a comedy festival show, and that's totally fine. That's up to them. Go and go and see a show that is
a
just
movie.
Comedy.
But the thing with comedy, everyone keeps thinking, I think, with comedy, and they get very confused during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, that comedy needs to be stand-up like they've watched on Netflix. And they don't understand that it's something very different when a person gets up and tells their story in a festival with, you know, like over 1,000 other people that are trying to do the same thing, whether it's their story or something else. When you're getting up there on the mic and you're sharing something, if you don't share something of who you are, then it's disingenuous, and then the audience don't connect to it.
So we leave. And I love connecting with an audience. I think live theatre, which is what stand up and
which is what it absolutely is,
is about connection and the connections that you have, like as a performer to the audience and as an audience member to the performer, and even like as audience members to one another. I think those connections are a beautiful thing, and I think whatever vehicle you can use to build those connections and those bonds as tight as you possibly can is entirely up to the performer. And if you want to just use, you know, irreverent comedy and clowning and stuff,
great. But here's the thing as well. Cool. Like, there is a lot of comedy in tragedy. I think this is what people need to realise. There's a lot of it. Have you never seen anything done by Judith Lucy? You cannot stop laughing. And Denise Scott does it in a very good way as well.
Yeah.
But some of the funniest comedians, funniest Australian or international comedians we have built their comedy out of tragedy. And when they can do that and still make us laugh and still make us think, I think it's absolutely wonderful. But it's like people suddenly think that that's just what comedians have just been doing recently. Like, it's just the trend. They've been doing it for years. That's what comedy has been for years. That's what stand-up has been for years. It hasn't been about laughing every 20 seconds. It's about the whole package.
And so sometimes it is about laughing about every 20 seconds.
But when you do laugh 20 seconds, it's also terrifying about the reality of it.
Yeah.
But the only way you're going to know is to dive in. There are thousands of shows for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, aren't there? Before we have you leave us again, what ones of you, what top tips would you throw out there for things for people to see?
Oh, okay. So I went and saw Lauren Bock's show Between a Bock and a Hard Place, and that is heaven. She's beautiful and I adore her. I went and saw A Visit with Nan in a Caravan. Obviously, that's fantastic.
We love the Nans.
Yeah. So there's a few shows that I'm like desperate to see. Laura Davis is doing Ghost Machine, which is she's a beautiful human and an incredible performer. I really want to go and see Reese Nicholson. Nath Valvo is nuts. I want to go and see Laid. I can't remember.
I just want to get laid.
I can't remember. Anyway.
Look, there's tons.
Yeah.
So the only way, really, grab the Melbourne International Comedy Festival guide,
check it
out and look at everything that's on.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that.
That's what we asked for.
And if the show makes you think or feel something, cool. And if it doesn't and it just makes you laugh for an hour, also cool.
Imagine if La Mama just did comedy that will make you cry the entire season.
Or maybe they should just do dick jokes.
Also,
I mean, is that what makes you cry, Dylan?
No, yeah. Exactly. I've been longing.
Jokes about my penis make me sad.
I haven't seen one in so long.
Well, it's been a while,
it's
actually.
True.
Yeah, no, it's not going
truth
well.
Truth in comedy.
There's a whole book on it.
Some of the funniest things are the truest things. And
yeah, because they're the things that you can relate to the most and build those connections.
Exactly.
But that's just my opinion. And if he doesn't want to go to a show that makes you feel or makes you sad and just wants to go to a show that's like wall to wall, like Jimmy Carr doesn't have any sadness. And I fucking love Jimmy Carr.
I mean, we won't swear on air.
I did not do that.
This has gotten all right.
Run.
So do go and check out Andy Bullock in my comedy festival show. It's happening at the Croft. It's happening tonight, in fact.
It is, yeah.
And from now till Monday, except for Sunday, because, you know, he's praying to the Lord.
That's correct.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.